Yirmiyah Perek Membab Pasachav Gimel Ilinishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak Karsu Yaron Om Hashem. They will cut down her forests. The Babylonians are going to chop down the forests of Egypt, such as they are. Says God, Ki lo yecha ker. Because they are without number. They are innumerable. There's so many of them. They are countless. So this is, Radak says, both the future and the past. The Radak is the one who really talks about whether this is Karkamish or whether this is the future invasion of Egypt, and he sees both of them in this pasuk simultaneously. Ki rabu me arbe ve'in lohem mispar, because they are larger in number than locusts, and they are innumerable. And if any country knows what it's like to have a plague of locusts that can't even be counted, it would certainly be Egypt. So maybe this is a throwback. Maybe this is a shout-out to the good old days when Egypt was getting the 10 makos and couldn't defend themselves against that any better. The Mepharshim don't bring it up, so it just seems to be a straightforward metaphor for the future. Chavdalet Hovisha Bas Mitzrayim. The daughter of Egypt is ashamed, is absolutely embarrassed, is humiliated, has been put to shame. Nit Nabi Adam Safon, hand it over into the hands of the people of the north. Something that nobody thought was possible, because as always, Eretz Yisrael is trapped as the fulcrum, as the hinge, between two great powers in the Middle East. The southern power is always Egypt. The northern power depends. Aram, Ashur, Bavel, it comes and goes. But for the northern power to absolutely wipe out Egypt? Unthinkable. And yet, that's what's going to happen. Omar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, this is what God says. Hineni poked el Amon Mino. I will visit upon Amon Mino. Now, this could be the nation of Amon, but Amon Mino is also a great city in Egypt. So almost everybody says this is Alexandria. That's how Rashi defines it. This is the great city of Alexandria, and Amon might have to do with the god of Egypt, Amon-Ra. It might have to do with Amon like Hamon-Am, the multitude of people who lived in Alexandria. Alexandria, one of the great cities of antiquity and even today, but it's going to get punished. Val Paro, Val Mitzrayim, Val Eloheha, Val Melocheha. And the punishment is going to be visited upon Paro, Egypt, its gods, and its kings. Val Paro, Val Habotchimbo. And on Paro and those who believe in Paro. So Paro gets mentioned twice. Why does it have to say Paro twice? And it also said kings. Isn't that Paro too? So this is referring to all the Paro dynasties, which had ruled the land for centuries. This is about to come to end. Ancient Egyptian culture is about to disappear and be completely wiped out, and different kingdoms are going to rule. Population is going to undergo change. The Egyptians we have today, some say this is also part. Sancheriv did some of this. The Egyptians we have today are not the historic Mitzrim of the Torah. They're different. And this is the end. This is the end of every Paro. This is the end of every Melucha of independent, powerful Egypt. They're done. Chavav unesatim biyad mevakshei nafsham. And I will give them over into the hands of those who seek to kill them. Uviyad Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Uviyad Avadav, and in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, and his servants, which is interesting. The hands of the people who will kill them are not necessarily the same as the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. So it seems that Egypt is going to be punished repeatedly, so that everybody who wants vengeance on Egypt is going to get the opportunity. V'achareichen tishkon ki mekedem Om Hashem. And afterwards it will be inhabited as it was in the days of old. So Alexandria will still become a great wealthy city, even in the times of the Romans. But the Paros are gone. And the national groups that have come are not the same as the original Egyptians. And Yechezkel is going to tell us, eventually we're up to Yechezkel next up, that there'll be an abject kingdom compared to, of course, what they once were. Chav Zayin, V'altah atzirav di Yaakov al techas Yisrael. But even in this terrible prophecy about Egypt suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spares a moment to say, do not fear my servant Yaakov, do not be dismayed Yisrael, because they're the main listeners to the prophecies of Yirmiyah, even though unfortunately so much of this sefer, they've been refusing to listen and stopping up their ears. Ki hineni moshiacha merachok, because I am going to save you from afar. Vezaracha me'eretz shivyam, and I will save your descendants, your seed, from the land, your children, from the land of their captivity. V'shav Yaakov, and Yaakov will return. V'shakat v'sha'anan ve'in macharit, and will be calm and serene, and nothing will terrify him. So, even if a long time elapses after this nevuah, Klal Yisrael can always understand that it's never too late for redemption. It's never too late to be brought back. Calm, kind of inner peace after Golus is over, and serenity, a spiritual bliss. This is the Mamloes' taxonomy of this. And Ve'in Macharid, that nothing will disturb their tranquility in the future once we get to the Yemos HaMashiach. But you should realize that all the downfall of nations and everything doesn't sever the bond between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. And a repetition a little bit, and an amplification. Chavches al ta'ati rav di Yaakov no Hashem. Fear not, my servant Yaakov, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Repeating it again to hearten the Jews. Problem is, the Jews in Egypt have already been told that they're going to be wiped out, and they're not listening. So this is an eternal prophecy for the rest of us. Ki itcha ani, because I am with you. And even in our time, we still need these words, and they echo through eternity, because we're waiting for this. Ki esecha lo b'chol hagoyim asher hidachticha shama. I will make a full end, a complete destruction of all the nations to which I have driven you, but you are not going to absolutely and completely destroy. So all of these other nations come and go. Titus, says the Panovich Rav, where are you now? But we're still here. V'yisarticha la'mishpat, and I am correcting you. I am giving you musr. I am giving you travails for the purpose. I'm chastising you justly. V'nakeh lo anakecha, but I will not completely destroy you. So the chastisement is coming because of our own actions. But in the end, we are going to survive. And we're going to make it. And the fact that we're reading this 3,500 years later and we're still here lends an awful lot of confidence in these phrases that Yirmiyah uses to end a terrible nevuah of what's going to happen to Egypt.